Case number 10,961, Ralph Pini Jr., east of John J. Williams Highway, West Pine Drive, being lot 69, phase 2 within Pines at Long Neck Development, a variance from the wetland setback requirement.
Good evening. You need to go there. Yes, sir. Do what, please, for, sir? You need to also, yes, if you're going to.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My home address at this time is at, it's Christine Pini, 52 South Dickens Road, Ashburn Hills, Claymont, Delaware, 197.
Ralph Pini Jr., 52 South Dickens Road, Delaware.
Can you raise your right hand? Swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
We own property at the Pines of Long Neck.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to sell our home, our shed is in the back of the home, and it is, I need 6 feet more, and it is in the wetlands behind the Pines of Long Neck.
Uh-huh.
I have a letter from our civic association stating that they have no objection to this as long as the variance is approved.
Okay. Let's see where we're at here.
I also have a survey that was done showing where the shed is and where the...
Okay.
We have that already.
Okay, thank you.
The shed on permanent, or is it, can be moved, or is it on cement blocks?
I have... It's on cement blocks, and I have no place to move it. If you look...
Look at the survey there. She has to be 20 feet. There's no...
Yeah.
Unless she moves it out front.
I can't.
Right.
It's against ours.
Yeah, there's no way you can move it.
Right.
So, no, ma'am. So it's just on blocks that aren't... It's not on a foundation. Is that correct?
No.
So it can. It could be moved if needed to be. And if, I mean...
You'd have to go on the other people's property.
No, right.
We would not be able to move the shed at this time because we would not be... able to, because of the new trees. We've been there 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the new trees and everything that had been planted, there's no way to get, I would have to tear it down.
I guess my question is, would you have any problem if we stipulated that it not be on a permanent foundation?
Oh.
Or not on a slab?
Okay. That'd be fine. Yeah.
That'd be okay.
Mr. Chairman, I've scaled this, and there's no way you can get it in, move it over there any way we put it. So you're right. So.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. Worman?
No.
And Mr. Hudson?
How long has the shed been there?
12 years.
Okay. The whole time you've been there?
The same, as long as I've been there, yes.
Thank you.
Did you get a permit for it when you got it?
No, I didn't. I just received the permit. We had the shed, the porch, the deck, and the little deck on the other side of the home done all at the same time. And a permit was gotten for the porch, but all that wasn't included, evidently.
So you had a builder build that there on site?
Yes, and brought all this in.
And who was that?
Kercher. K-E-R-C-H-E-R, Kercher.
And do you have an address for them? Maybe not with you, but can you provide that to the office?
They're out of business, I believe.
They're out of business?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, after 12 years, I do not
That's
have
fine.
That.
That's fine.
Is there
out of
permit for the shed?
There's a permit now.
Yeah, there is now. We came and did everything that we had to do for that.
And this is when you found that out?
Yes.
Okay.
When we went to sell the property, we found out all of this.
And actually, there was a certificate of compliance issued shortly after, or actually the same day, because they did not realize there was a 404 wetland setback requirement, because normally it can be 5 feet from the side and rear property line, the shed, 600 square foot or less.
Okay. further questions? If hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I have a letter from a neighbor in favor of.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I do have another question.
Okay.
Regarding the neighborhood, are there other homes in vicinity that have sheds in the backyards?
Further back.
Yes.
Closer to the wetland?
Yes.
In the wetland.
Okay. We won't ask you who they are.
No, I won't. I won't tell you.
We've seen a lot of those yellow signs go up in the past few years.
Okay. And because I'm asking these questions in regard to the standards for granting a variance, do you have any other way of storing lawnmowers, whatever you would keep in a shed?
No, not in this home.
So you think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Thank you, pardon?
You think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Okay. All right, that's all the questions I have.
Okay, again, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,961. I think in regard to uniqueness, being backed up to a 4-4 wetland certainly makes it somewhat unique. The property is a very narrow lot. They do meet the front setback, and that limits the amount of space that they do have to build on the property. I don't see where it was all created by the applicant. They entrusted a contractor to do what was right, and that may be why he's out of business now. We heard the applicant testify that there are other sheds in the development, so I don't see where it altered the essential character of the neighborhood, and I think the request is a minimum to afford relief. The only stipulation I would put with that is that it not be ever put on a slab or a permanent foundation in the event that it would need to be moved in the future.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,961 with one stipulation. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes, same reason. Yes.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calaway, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,961 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.